Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, sorry. Man, have a bad hair day. So a lot of you have asked about the COVID deaths. Apparently, over this weekend, we heard 71 people in Europe, when you look at all the countries combined, might have died after the COVID vaccine. And French officials had told Medscape, no, we don't think they were vaccine-related. They were deaths that happened after these people got vaccinated. There's a death in California from Placer County of a person. We don't know anything about them. We don't know their comorbidities. We don't know their age, their gender. But California officials are investigating a possible death that happened hours after somebody got a COVID vaccine. So, you know, many of you have asked what's going on. You know, can people die from the vaccine? You know, personally, seeing that we have vaccinated, what, maybe 12 to 15 million people and rising, and we only have one possible case being investigated in California, I think it's safe to say that the vaccine overall is safe. I think it's also safe to say that nothing is without risk. There's always something that could happen. But these 71 supposed deaths that have been spoken about and how people are concerned about happened in an older population. And so, you know, I have a mom that's, you know, she's older than me, so we know she's old. And, you know, she's going to get her vaccine. Yeah, I mean, I support vaccine. You know, I'm going to get mine. But I feel that the older population is vulnerable already. And so, you know, if an older individual is prone for a heart attack, you know, when they get it hours after the vaccine or weeks after the vaccine or a month after the vaccine, how do you know if it was vaccine related or not? So this number of 71 people in Europe, did the death happen 15 minutes after the vaccine? Did it happen 15 days? You know, we have to be very, very careful when we try to evaluate what is vaccine related. And trust me, I want to know if a vaccine is safe or not. I mean, if I have a parent who says, look, my child, you know, reacted badly to that vaccine, I mean, I'm going to believe the parent because, you know, parents know more about their kids than anybody else on this planet. But can you prove it? It's hard to prove. So when in Israel, there were a couple, and I don't believe those numbers are included in the European numbers, when there were a couple men who had had heart attacks after their COVID vaccine, I think one was days after the vaccine. So, you know, was it really the vaccine? Was it coincidental? Or is there something to the vaccine that while the vaccine is prompting your immune system and the immune system starts to rev up, could that be a vulnerable time? What I recommend with health officials is, one is we want to definitely calm the public down and, you know, not let them think that, you know, they're going to get a vaccine that could kill them. But on the other end, you know, those that have concerns about vaccines want the government to have an open mind and investigate. And it sounds like in California, multiple agencies are investigating this person who died hours after their COVID vaccine. Now, mind you, I mean, you know, somebody could get hit by a bus, somebody, you know, but for some reason, it prompted enough of an investigation. And we might hear that there's nothing to it. It had nothing to do with the vaccine. But what I would like to know, and we kind of talked about this, is when the immune system is starting to really prime and, you know, start to kind of get going at the 7 or 8 day mark, are there certain vulnerabilities for patients, and then do they need to be careful? So, for example, we've been seeing, and it's anecdotally, you know, but we've been hearing people say they get their vaccine, they're fine, little arm soreness. But then we've heard of some cases where by day 7 or 8, they get COVID. Now, they're not getting COVID from the vaccine. The vaccine can't give you COVID. There's nothing in the vaccine that has any viral, live virus in there. So no one's getting COVID from the vaccine. But is something happening at day 7 or 8 that might be making somebody a little bit more, vulnerable to either the virus coming and attacking them? You know, or were they always positive? Were they positive? And they finally, you know, their test finally showed a positive, but they're feeling, you know, cruddy because of the vaccine. So when I hear that an older person, you know, possibly died after the vaccine and they might have had a heart attack, even though, unfortunately, that's what happens. My father had a heart attack in 2004. Didn't have anything to do with COVID or the COVID vaccine. People get heart attacks. We know that. Could there possibly be some link, not so much to the vaccine, but to a strong immune response? And if that's the case, do we need to, on certain vulnerable people, have a different protocol with their vaccine? Should it be a half dose, shall we say? So, people will say, gosh, why is the media bringing up COVID vaccine deaths? They're just trying to scare people, you know? Or why are they, you know, not bringing it up? Are they trying to hide things? Personally, I'm all about education. I don't have a narrative, right? I'm not here to convince you one way or the other, to vote Democrat or vote Republican, to be pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine, to be pro-mask or anti-mask. I don't want to get into the politics of that. I just want to explain things and make sure that there is, you know, somebody else in the scientific world thinking about that too and looking at it. Because I realize that, you know, when the media is only giving you one very small piece of what's going on. For example, we're going to be talking about this, how in Las Vegas or in Nevada, Nevada ranked lower in terms of vaccine rollout than other states. Well, is it because in Nevada they're so busy giving out the vaccine that they're not going to really stop and put in their numbers? Is this all, you know, subjective based on, well, you know, we didn't see the numbers, whereas West Virginia was really good at putting their numbers in. Well, then is that really reflective of how our vaccine rollout is going? So the media has to be very, very careful with this. But if there are some vulnerabilities, maybe a week in, et cetera, I would like to see these 71 cases evaluated, see if there's any similarities, so we can have some guidance if somebody's older. Personally, right now, it's we keep moving, we keep vaccinating, because COVID is deadlier than anything we've thus seen so far in the vaccine realm. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. Also at Dr. Dahlia on Twitter, on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Email drdahlia.com at hotmail.com. So there's lots of places for you guys to send your questions and your comments. Many of you don't like to call, and I get that. That's fine. You know, and we're not live in a lot of markets. A lot of our markets play is delayed. But for those of you that are live right now, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, would love to hear from you, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the question I want to pose to you is, if the Department of Labor clarifies on President Biden's request to clarify if somebody can refuse work if they feel it's unsafe, would you turn down your job, turn down a job offer, leave your job, if you can get unemployment benefits? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we've discussed this before. There was a huge disparity of those who had to work and be subjected to COVID every day to those who got to go home and work from home and still get a kick-butt paycheck and get to, you know, order DoorDash and order a pizza and watch Netflix and, you know, lay out by the pool. And they got to still get paid working from home. Whereas those who were essential worked in the hospitals, worked at the grocery store, worked at the power company, worked in restaurants, and had to be exposed to COVID day in, day out. With the way unemployment works, if you get fired for doing something wrong, or if you quit, you don't really get to access unemployment. If you get laid off, or if the job has to end because of a lockdown or shutdown, you can get wages, unemployment assistance. And unemployment was pretty lucrative in terms of the additional $600 a week for many, many months. And so when some businesses and industries were able to reopen, employers had an issue getting people to come back to work in the summer. And people would say, well, why? Because I could get unemployment. Others said, no, 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 I don't want to get COVID. I don't want to get COVID. I'm good. Let me just still collect unemployment. So some employers said, look, because remember, we had the PPP loan. And the PPP, the Payment Protection Program loan, mandated if you wanted that loan forgiven, you had to hire back 90% of your employees. So many of you had reached out saying, look, I'm being threatened where, you know, I'm being offered a job. If I refuse it, I'll lose my unemployment. So many of you went back to work reluctantly. Some of you for fear of, you know, getting COVID. Some of you for fear of not being able to have any money. And so, you know, some businesses were able to reopen and have employees come back to work because they couldn't draw on unemployment. Unfortunately, there's, you know, multiple issues. One is people were forced to go back, possibly get COVID, possibly get sick. While, like I said, others, suits, whatever, got to work from home and DoorDash or Uber Eats. On the flip side, though, hospitals still needed to staff. Restaurants needed to staff. Grocery stores needed to staff. For somebody in a suit to be able to, I'm not making fun of suits, but, you know, some of these people really had it nice where they could be home and have their Wi-Fi and all that. In order for them to work from home and lock down, somebody still had to do the DoorDash. Somebody still had to make sure Netflix was working. Somebody still had to work on the cable and the Cox and the, you know, Verizon and the AT&T and the Wi-Fi and all that. Because when there was a power outage, and some people had power outages during the pandemic, everybody lost their mind. So essential workers, in order for lockdowns to work, you need people going to work. You need people out there that will sacrifice their health for the rest of the country. So I get how President Biden wants to allow anybody who feels their work is unsafe to, quote unquote, refuse work. In fact, I think that's how the verbiage is. I have this all written down. I apologize. But the verbiage is basically every American should have the right to refuse work if they feel it's unsafe. The only problem is, you know, does the Biden administration foresee what will happen? And my question to you is, if you are working in an arena where you are, you know, consistently bombarded with COVID, would you take that option to quit and get unemployment so you don't have to go in? It's not a bad thing. Don't feel bad. I mean, you know, it's crazy not to consider it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, some of you, when I had posed the question and I had written an article on this, said, no, I need to work, I want to work, you know. And, you know, it's easy for me to say, I love to work. And I would be like, no, you know what, I'm going to work, I'm a workaholic, and I am a workaholic. You know, but what if I have two elderly parents, let's say, living with me? I don't. You know? Or let's say, you know, I notice, hypothetically, that I really am making less money. I'm not bringing in the tips. My restaurant, let's say I'm working at, is only 25% allowed at capacity. So the tips I'm making are 75% lower, and I'm putting myself at risk. You know, maybe I would take the deal. If I was a healthcare worker, and I have devoted my whole life to healthcare, and I am being exposed over and over and over again, and now the bosses are suggesting we're going to get paid less, you know, maybe I will take a few months off on unemployment. I see a lot of people considering this an option. And mind you, essential workers out there deserve a break. But then my next question is, if people refuse to go to work, and that's the term the White House fact sheet used, refuse. I'm not saying it in a negative sense, but if you're offered a job or you're offered a shift and they go, uh-uh, as California is slowly unlifting their restrictions, if somebody's like, no, I could get unemployment now, who then is going to man the grocery stores? Who is going to run the hospitals? Who's going to run the gas stations? Who's going to run the power? Who's going to run the utility? Now, I'm not saying anybody needs to sacrifice themselves for the country. I mean, we appreciate what the military do. We appreciate what first responders do. But let's look at our law enforcement. With everything that's happening to our police, I think I just saw a video of people throwing, I'm not sure what the heck is going on in Oregon, but I just saw a video of people getting pelted, cops getting pelted with snow, like hard ice snow and hail at their heads. If you're in law enforcement and you could draw unemployment and avoid, you know, these Antifa riots or these rallies or everything else that's going on, or Capitol riots, and you could be out of that situation and draw unemployment, would you? So I understand that there's going to be a lot of relief coming from the Biden administration to the American public, and I think it's relief that's needed, and it's unfortunate because we were kind of forced to be in this position where we are relying on the government. But I think the Biden administration needs to really think about what they are going to do as essential workers say, I'm out. I'm going to take some time off. And they deserve it. Essential workers deserve some time off. But then, if the Department of Labor says, yeah, anybody who feels their workplace is unsafe. Now, some employers are saying, well, what does that mean? Does that mean we don't have PPE? Because if we have PPE, then we are providing safety. I think it means if you are in an environment where you can get exposed to COVID in a restaurant, in a salon, in a healthcare setting, I think it means any of those individuals. And again, people do have a right to say, I don't want to do that work. Unfortunately, most work is risky. Construction workers, very risky. Law enforcement, very risky. Being a physician is very risky. Being a nurse is very risky. Those guys that build skyscrapers in New York, very risky. Working on a plane, risky. I mean, there's risk everywhere. If driving on a highway, I don't know, you know, what sort of highway you guys drive in, but I drive in Las Vegas, and I don't know where these people learned how to drive. They used to blame it on California drivers, but they're worse than California drivers. I've lived in California. No. Some of these drivers in Las Vegas are horrible. I am putting my life at risk to drive to work every day. Does that get to be deemed unsafe? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOC-DALY. All right, so when we come back, actually, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to discuss, we got some latest. Looks like we have a brand new California strain. Lord have mercy, really? Come on. All right, that's not the story I wanted to go to, but we do have some breaking news. Don't go away, we're right back, 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to deliver an article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump for inciting a riot at the U.S. Capitol to the Senate this evening. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the trial will be a healing moment for the country.
Everyone wants to put this awful chapter in American history behind us, but sweeping it under the rug will not bring healing. The only way to bring healing is to actually have real accountability.
The trial is set to begin in 2 weeks. A letter to GOP senators urges them to consider the evidence before deciding how to vote on conviction. It's signed by 9 prominent Republican lawyers, including 2 former Trump administration officials. In an effort to stop the spread of a new coronavirus variant, President Joe Biden will ban most non-U.S. citizens who have recently been in South Africa, Brazil, the United Kingdom, Ireland, and 26 countries in Europe from entering the country starting Saturday. This is USA Radio News. Sarah Sanders, who served as press secretary in the Trump administration, has announced she's running for governor of Arkansas.
As governor, I will defend your right to be free of socialism and tyranny, your Second Amendment right to keep your family safe, and your freedom of speech and religious liberty. Our state needs a leader with the courage to do what's right, not what's politically correct.
Sanders is the daughter of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. She has reportedly been considering running for governor since before she left the White House in 2019. About 150 protesters gathered in downtown Tacoma, Washington last night, one night after a police officer ran over someone in a crowd and may have hit others with their patrol car at a street race. The department says officers were responding to clear vehicles and people blocking an intersection when the crowd surrounded the officer's vehicle. 58-year-old officer on paid leave while an investigation plays out. Protesters blocked streets, lit trash cans on fire, and smashed windows. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So President Joe Biden is going to restrict travel from South Africa and reinstate the ban to the European Union, UK, and Brazil. So he is expected to block travel for non-United States citizens who have recently visited South Africa, as the spread of the new and concerning coronavirus variant has been detected. This ban begins on Saturday. Biden will also reinstate a ban on most travel from the UK, many countries in Europe, Brazil, according to Reuters. Now, he had pledged to do this after President Donald Trump attempted to lift it. Excuse me. Which was kind of interesting because, you know, Trump was kind of more of an isolationist. You know, we're going to secure our borders, and we're going to, you know, do bans from people from certain countries. So in the last days of President Trump's office, he had loosened the ban on travel. Not sure why, unless, you know, we had discussed, unless maybe it was, you know, a strategic move to force Biden to have some, you know, strict moves against, maybe it was just to kind of force Biden's hand, you know, to have to reinstate travel bans, so the travel bans weren't all on him. I don't know. I don't like politics. I think politics really ruin public policy. I think politics, you know, destroy any sort of health sort of movement, economy. I think, you know, certain public policies really make a mess of things. But this back and forth didn't really make a lot of sense to a lot of us. However, it does make sense to try to slow down the spread of a strain that hasn't come to us, especially a strain such as the South African strain that we are presuming to be possibly deadlier, more infectious, and resistant to some of our treatments and possibly vaccines. Even though Pfizer and Moderna said today we should be good, again, you know, President Biden doesn't want to take any chances. So he said, we are adding South Africa to the restricted list because of the concerning variant present that has already spread beyond South Africa. That's according to Dr. Anne Shushat, the CDC's principal deputy director. She told the wire service, adding the agency was putting in place this suite of measures to protect Americans and also to reduce the risk of these variants spreading and worsening the current pandemic. So the variant discovered in South Africa is believed to be 50% more infectious, and scientists are still studying if the current vaccines could work. Many scientists have warned that it might not be effective. The strain has been reported in at least 20 countries. We had discussed the UK strain and how by the time they mentioned it, did we think it was here? I really wouldn't be surprised if the South African strain is here. How do we know? Well, somebody has to be sick enough to go and get tested, and then that sample looked at. Now, mind you, we are sampling and testing millions of people a day. I don't believe we have enough manpower or labs to test every single one. So emphasis is probably going to be on the ones in the ICU. And, you know, the ones where we believe somebody might have traveled from South Africa. I mean, we're going to have to narrow it down. We can't test every single case of COVID. And also, we have many people that don't get tested. I had another patient yesterday, you know, had signs, symptoms of COVID. I said, I would like you to get tested. They didn't want to get tested. I said, well, we need to know because you need to isolate. They go, I'll just do the isolation. And I'm like, well, still please get tested so you know and you can let your contacts know. People don't want to get tested, a lot of them. So they have their COVID systems at home. Why don't people want to get tested? Well, they might not want to be on a list. They might not want to be on a computer database. They might not want their contacts bugged, shall we say. It's not bugged. Contact tracing is, you know, something that has to happen. But there might be family members saying, please, for the love of the Lord, if you have it, I can't work for 2 weeks. So don't tell anybody. So for these mild COVID cases, you know, people are at home and they're not going in. They're not getting tested. They're not getting the swab up their nose. And some people are preferring that. So unfortunately, I think there's tons of COVID cases out there that could possibly provide some data. But if, you know, they don't want to go get tested, you can't force them. And I wouldn't advise that either. But, you know, they're having mild cases. They say they're isolating. I mean, it's really on the honor system. So could the South African strain be here? Yeah, it could. It could. Have we seen it yet? Absolutely not. We have no evidence that the South African strain is here. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody goes, oh, there it is. But right now, no. So starting Tuesday, all international travelers to the U.S. will have to show proof of a negative COVID viral test before boarding a flight. It doesn't matter if you have the vaccine. You have to show you're negative for COVID-19. Why? Why not? You know, is your vaccination proof enough? Because we don't have enough evidence that somebody vaccinated can't carry and transmit the virus. The purpose of the vaccine is to hopefully keep you out of the hospital and keep you from dying. We don't know how effective the vaccine is to prevent you from carrying it. You might still have COVID, but a mild case, give it to somebody, they could have a severe case. So that's why the vaccine isn't going to change a lot of the travel rules. You will still have to show proof. So if you are going to a very remote part of the world and you don't know where you're going to get a COVID test, you're going to have to figure that out. The test has to be taken within 3 days of your scheduled departure. Travelers will also have to quarantine once they get home, either 10 days or 7 days. If they report no symptoms and test negative for COVID, there might also be a repeat test a few days later. So, you know, people are cracking down, which is, again, why I brought up, can we maybe do the N95 masks? I would really like to see more N95 masks in the hands of healthcare workers and the public. We have a petition started. It's on my Twitter, my Facebook page, and my website. On, you know, you'll have to look up the article, but I'll have a button on there. It's a petition to increase public access and funding to make more N95 masks, because we're talking about double masking. We're talking about how, you know, you can't fly or you can't come back to the country if you test positive. And many people's facial coverings are thinner than their underwear. And I just don't think the face coverings most people are wearing are doing the trick. And if they're already talking about double masking, I think we need to just give people the masks that do work. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So health officials in California have found a new California strain. It is called the Cal.20C. And it has been increasingly found in California. So we have a couple strains in California now. So health officials think that this strain is also the cause of the rise in many of the cases. So according to the LA Times, scientists stumbled upon the new strain while looking for signs of a highly contagious variant that originated in the UK before making its way to the US. So this new strain was B1426. They thought that was the reason why we saw a huge spike after Christmas. 3.1 million cases in California. 37,000 people have thus far died. But the B111 strain from the UK is also very prevalent. And now they report the existence of a novel strain called Cal.20C, currently increasing numbers in Southern California. So the B1426 strain was initially discovered in July, but then they didn't really see it again until 3 months later. According to the new research, this Cal-20C strain was barely detectable in October, but then by December made up 24% of the viral samples, and their samples were about 4,500. Now, another study, researchers found that 25% of viral samples from Northern California between late December, November, December were of the same type. So we think that this homegrown variant grew under our noses. So, you know, we're making them faster than we could treat and vaccinate. So we got our work cut out for us. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many
many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I live in Nevada. Went to undergrad here. I went to grade school. I went to my senior year high school here. Went to undergrad. Went to medical school. Trained here. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm Nevada grown. And I love my state. I love Nevada. I think it's fantastic. It's true. I love California. I was born in California. I love Alaska. I love a lot of states, but I'm really, really proud of Nevada. Nevada, considering what they have been able to accomplish and become from, you know, a gambling town in the Wild West to, you know, a mecca for the world, you know, and all the beauty and nature that we have, it's a fantastic state. So when I hear people throw shade on Nevada saying that, you know, we're lower in education and we're, you know, too slow with the vaccine rollout, I get my panties all up in a bunch. Because I think, you know, Nevada, you know, has a much different sort of population than others. I think we also have, you know, different resources than others, sometimes a lack of resources, considering people are coming to Nevada during their lockdowns and they're fleeing to Nevada, and Nevada doesn't have as many hospital beds as California does or Arizona does, so we're doing the best we can. So apparently there was a report that Nevada keeps dropping on the CDC's list of who's getting their vaccine stuff together. And North Dakota and West Virginia have been crushing it. So according to the latest numbers, North Dakota is number one with the percentage of distributed vaccines. So they're not looking at, you know, highly populous states as beating everybody else because, all right, they gave out 1 million vaccines or 2 million vaccines. They're doing it per 100,000 population. They're looking at a percentage. And they're also looking at a percentage of how many doses they got and then how many doses they gave out. Because yesterday, Dr. Walensky from the CDC had on Fox News Sunday told Chris Matthews, I forget which show it was on Fox News Sunday, that the Biden administration doesn't really know how many vaccines we have. So might have been a lack of communication between administrations, not sure who has the purchase orders, but currently the U.S. government does not know how many vaccines they have. So luckily each state is keeping track. North Dakota had about 86,750 doses distributed. So doses administered, 73,000 of them. They're operating at 84% vaccine administration. Pretty darn good. West Virginia ranked high at 83. Then came New Mexico, South Dakota, Connecticut, Oklahoma, Montana, Kentucky, Michigan, and rounding out the top 10 is Colorado. Colorado, though, they're at about 62%. In terms of the vaccine doses they have and how many they've given out. South Carolina comes next, Louisiana, Alaska, Utah, Arkansas, Oregon, Wyoming, Vermont, Texas, New Hampshire, rounding out the top 20. Then comes New York. They got 2.4 million doses. They've administered 1.36 million dosage. Not bad, but they're only distributing at a 56% rate. Maine, Nebraska, Delaware, New Jersey, Florida, Washington. Nevada came in 29, according to Berkshire Hospital List. 29, that's not horrible. All right. Then Indiana, Iowa, Ohio, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Mississippi, Illinois, Georgia, Massachusetts, Idaho, Missouri, rounding out the top 40. Then Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Arizona, Alabama, Maryland, Rhode Island, California is at 47. But remember, California is kind of on lockdown, so people might not be leaving the house to get their shot. Hawaii, Kansas, and then Virginia rounding out number 50 with only 42% vaccine rate. I live in Nevada, so I'm re-looking at the number. I think we were at 40. Hold on a second. Where's Nevada? 29. Nevada's at 53.04%. So what's going on? You know, because people want to, you know, complain about government officials and complain about the health department. And, you know, we're seeing cancellations. People are signing up and then their spot gets canceled. And so people are getting frustrated. And, you know, mind you. Okay, first, you know, kudos to everybody trying to roll out the vaccine. This has been one cluster after another. And for us to actually get vaccine, transport it in the low temperatures it has to be transported in, store it in the low temperatures, have software that was made overnight to be able to manage signups, right, for the vaccine, have healthcare workers who are already overwhelmed. And there's not a lot of them because everybody's all hands on deck for COVID. Having healthcare workers be able to administer the vaccine, getting enough EpiPens available in case somebody has an allergic reaction, opening up locations to allow social distancing and vaccines to be done with paramedics nearby, and then, you know, actually vaccinating and then having them follow up 3 weeks or 4 weeks later, depending on which shot they get, kudos, okay? I mean, you know, they're doing the best, you know, best they can. Nevada might be having some more issues because we only have 6,000-7,000 beds for a state of how many million? What, I think we're at 3-4 million people in our state, and we have visitors and tourists coming in. And our hospitals are overwhelmed, and we only have X amount of healthcare workers. And so, you know, we're already kind of working on fumes. So, you know, the other thing, too, also is I live in Nevada, and we have a lot of seniors. And the senior population, they're not going to be like military, you know, soldiers, where roll up the sleeve, get your shot next, roll up your sleeve, get the shot next, assembly line. Older individuals need to take a little while to come in. They need to sit down. They need to ask some questions. Right? Then that's the other thing, too. With the vaccine rollout, this isn't like the drive-up, you know, COVID testing where they go, all right, look up, and then you get your swab, and then they, you know, say thank you, and you drive on. With the vaccines, people ask more questions, and, you know, they have to, you know, get their little, you know, the alcohol swab, then they have to get their shot, and then they have to get their card, and then they have to sit and be monitored for 15-30 minutes. There's a process. And so you can't just go bing, 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 and just, you know, vaccinate along the line. I'm sure some places are doing that to speed things up, but the average, you know, vaccination of a public population that has a large amount of seniors, because who's getting vaccinated now? The seniors. It's going to go slow. And then if there's any issues with the supply chain, where a state was promised 30,000 vaccines and they only get 15,000, then, you know, that's not the state's fault. If there was an issue with the gel packs, like we saw with Maine and Michigan, whereas the vaccine actually got colder than it should have been, that's, again, not the state's fault. And remember, all the pieces have to be working together perfectly. So the vaccine has to be distributed to a place in the state. Then it has to be distributed to the correct place in the state. Then it has to be transported. There has to be people already waiting in line, ready to go, right? Assuming that they are going to be there the second that vaccine comes in, is able to be thawed, shall we say, ready to be distributed and given out. And they have to already have people ready to go. They can't, once they have it in their hand, go, okay, now let's do the sign up. So in order to do this right, we are going to have, unfortunately, people ready and waiting who are going to then be turned down. I think we can minimize waste of a lot of the extra vaccine doses if we have a waiting list of people who want to wait after hours. Whereas if they're like, guys, you know, we have, you know, these vials, we have this many doses left, whoever's in their car can come in and get their vaccine. So I think we could possibly have, you know, wait lists for the wait, for the waste. But again, we just don't have enough staff. There's just not enough people. They're trying to recruit medical students, retirees, you know, all hands on deck. You know, there has to be some sort of training, obviously. Not so much training to give the vaccine, because most of us know how to do it, but training on what to do if there is an adverse event. You know, so it's not as quick and easy. It's not as much of a slam dunk as we think it is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-TALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.